California. Yeah, it was a long time ago before they released their last album. I thought it was like a few decades. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, okay. Not that long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know. Curious minds want to know. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. But anyway, I'll throw it off on curious minds. I'm, you know, including everyone.
Yeah.
Last, I really want to know.
Last album was just, 2021.
Okay. 2 years ago. Okay.
2 years ago. Yes. But this new one, people just want to have fun. We played it all the way through here a couple weeks ago.
It was great.
It was great. Check it out.
Yeah, please do. Please do. People just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, got another comment in from Jackie out of San Antonio. And you read it earlier. And she was talking about how the song that I played by Ray Charles, you know, Nighttime's Right Time. And there was a skit played out on the Cosby Show.
The highest rated episode of its entire run. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they lip-synced that, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, man.
I absolutely loved it. As a matter of fact, I recorded it, you know, back then. And I looked at it again and again. It was just too good. It
just
was
beautiful.
Really, really good. That was genius. Uh-huh. That was... And Rudy was the star of the show.
Yes, baby. Baby.
She was the star.
Baby. Okay.
Now, Rudy went on to have is still having a successful acting career, isn't she?
Absolutely, yes. Keisha Knight Pulliam, yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. And much more success to you, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, so this one is coming up. It was one of these groups back there. Are we talking about the 70s, 80s? And they had a whole different sound to it. And some of you may love this group, some of you may like this group, or maybe you haven't heard this group before, or maybe perhaps, possible you didn't like them, but I like this group. It was Chicago.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to drop that, folks. Well, tonight, the theme, in case you just tuned in, is centered around time.
Time, dates,
places, months, years. And I'd like for you to just reminisce a little bit. If you know these songs, kind of let us know, what were you doing? We don't know any, have to have any details, you know, anything like that. You can say, hey, I was having fun.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw that disclaimer in.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did.
All right. But this one, let's come back, and we'll come back after a couple more songs. Oh boy, we've got two in a row. Let's do it.
All right. That was a countercultural anthem, that one.
Yeah. And Professor, this next song that I have here, it was one of my favorite Chicago songs, right? And if I were a politician, I might even run on this platform. Does anybody...
Okay.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Okay. Okay. Let's hear it, man. I know, right?
You think about that. You know,
I get you. I got it.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I love this song right
now. Oh, I know. Those horns, man.
Oh.
So late 60s, early 70s. Ugh.
That is my jam there. I love it. I love it. Next time I go on singing karaoke, I'm going to sing that.
Okay. I got
to sing it.
And I got to catch that. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had the pleasure of hanging out with the professor and Derek the Change Man Smith. Has it been like, it's been over a year and a half, maybe. Yes. Almost 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we went out to this club in Farmville. Is that AKA Cheatersville, Virginia?
It's near there. It's near. Now I know where Cheatersville really is.
Is there a place called Cheatersville for real?
It's not a place, but I know what the town is based on.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the deacon being silly again. Okay, I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out. And it was a really nice club out there.
It really was.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out at the last minute that they were singing karaoke. A lot of you may call it karaoke, and that's okay too. All right? But anyway, we went out there, and we found out on a particular night, they were doing karaoke out mm-hmm. there. And so we were, had a table in the back. We moved our table all the way up in front of the stage.
And the WB tore it up.
And so the professor, he got up there. Oh, you were doing a song by Mick Jagger, weren't you?
The Stones, yeah, yeah. I Didn't Miss You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. And Dirty Changeman Smith, he did Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look.
It was over.
Look.
Uh-huh.
Look, folks. Great time, great time, great time. Mm-hmm. And I want my great friend Kim Rogers listening. Oh, look. Kim Rogers, 7-Up, Beverly Haynes. Okay. And in no particular order, they listen to everything, I mean, as much as they can. I mean, every day. And guys, that means the world to me. That means the world. Because I remember one time, Professor, when I first started the station, I only had about two or three people listening. But that was okay. There was motivation enough for me to
start it.
Yeah, I had just started.
Started, yeah. So, hey.
And now we have thousands and thousands and thousands. Thank you so much.
Incredible.
And the people who listen, I mean, just consistently on a daily basis. And Jackie, is she does that too. She listens as much as she can often and send it in requests. And she sent in one. And I didn't know this. Folks, okay, let me explain something real quick and then I'm gonna shut up, okay? All right, I'm gonna shut up. My sister says she calls me Mr. Mouth. I don't know why. Oh. I have no idea. Oh. And so you know what? Okay. You know what my response to her is?
What?
I'm a talk show host. I'm a radio personality. You know, I'm a financial advisor. If I don't talk, guess what? This is what I do, and I love it too. I take it as a compliment. Hey, Emma, I take it as a compliment. Thank you. Okay, appreciate it. All right, that means you're listening too. So, anyway, Kenny Summit.
Yes.
Okay. And Jackie sent that request in, and I didn't know who Kenny Summit is.
He's one of the horn players for Chicago.
Okay, let me see what she had to say. She sent me something on the way. Where are you? She said, okay, yeah, same artist. Okay, Kenny Summit. And this one is Dirty Low Down. I'm not sure what other, I've heard this one before. Have you?
I believe this is going to be a cover of the Boz Scaggs.
I believe that too.
Low Down.
However, but I haven't heard this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's play it right now.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
That's the beat.
Okay. I predict it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. I guess. I like it. Man, this is Monday Night Madness. Are you serious right now? The baddest on the planet.
is a remix. Hey, it's good.
It's real good. Summer, folks. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it. Professor, you said, hey, that's a remix. Yeah, and speaking of mixes, guess where I put it? Dead in the mix. I sure did. It went there. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. And look, you know, the thing about it is that we learn from you guys, too. We learn from
you got in the,
and we love this, right?
Got in the playlist, got in the rotation.
The Buzz Hall of Fame, which is the same as the rotation.
Okay, Buzz Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I forgot how many. We've got close to 1,800 songs. It started off as the, well, it's also called the Platinum Party Mix.
That's what I mean. That's what I was looking for. Yes.
Oh. Let me repeat myself. The Platinum Party Mix 4.0. It is the Buzz Hall of Fame. Oh, Kim Rogers. Oh, she sends me these funny emojis. Love you, Kim. Oh, speaking of which. Okay, check this out. Okay. I don't know how close. Well, I do know. I really don't know. Texas is a big spot. Okay. I got A.T. Collins. She's out there in El Paso. Great friend of mine. She started listening back in 2015.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Just when you started.
Oh, my God. Maria Rodriguez. Now, she's not in Texas, but she's in Southern California. But she's moving to Virginia. That was my first.
Oh, really?
My first engineer.
Oh, wow.
She was there from the very beginning. It's just amazing people, right? But speaking of Texas. Not only do I have friends, I have Danny Tisdale, great gospel singer and a good friend, and also a co-host on the Boomerang Radio Show. He's near Dallas somewhere. And then my really good friend, I just love this woman. That is Kim Rogers. She's in Longview, Texas. And we talked about Jackie, earlier in the show, and she's in San Antonio. I miss somebody. Who did I miss?
Seven Up.
Seven Up is, I don't know what Seven Up is.
Okay.
She's in an undisclosed location somewhere. She won't tell anybody where she is. And okay, I understand that. Okay, all right. Okay. She might be with the CIA or something like that. So, I don't know. So I understand. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, because a lot of times I'm hearing music coming from you that I hadn't heard before. And of course with the professor And this is the beauty of this show, because I learned, and you know, I call myself a bit of a musicologist anyway, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. But I learned also, Professor, Mike Ward, Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. That's on Thursdays, Thursday night.
Yes.
And that is an entirely different music show. We take requests on that as well. And so that one, Mike introduces music to me, and I introduce music to Mike. You guys introduce music to us, because, folks, I don't know how many songs that are out here now. I have no idea, but it has to be in its millions of songs, you know. And even as long as the professor and I have been doing this, I'm sure there's some songs that he hadn't heard before.
Oh yeah, every week.
And
yeah,
you have done. Look, oh my goodness.
Every week I learn.
Every week I do too, Professor. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, just keep it locked right here on this network, that's Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and in this host opinion, it's the baddest on the planet.
Baddest.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Let's see. Oh! Jackie, you want to hear Bob Skaggs' version of that? Oh, I have no problems again. Really? Witness protection. Oh, she is so funny. She says, again, and question marks and exclamation points. She said, really? Okay. Witness protection program. Oh my God. We have to move again.
All right now.
That's the funniest thing I heard all day. Oh my goodness. Professor.
Yes.
While I'm pulling up this next song, would you please tell everyone what Monday Night Madness is all about?
Monday Night Madness is an exploration. Monday Night Madness is an exploration behind the music. We find out who these people are. These people who you are listening to, not only these people, but the music. What was going on? Who were these people? Where were they born? Where did they grow up? What was happening in their lives when they were composing this music? What was happening in the studio when they were recording it? What was happening when they were on tour? What was happening backstage? What was happening in the green rooms, the hotel rooms? What was happening when they were negotiating deals with executives in those record company boardrooms? And you have 3 hours of this great music, and 3 hours for you to cut up like the WB is right now. 3 hours to reminisce and whatever else you also choose to want to do during those 3 hours. However, the WB and I are not responsible for anything. We are not responsible for unexpected family members. We are not
We have no insurance.
We are also not responsible for any broken bones or broken furniture. WJS, we just saying.
That's it.
And the theme, tonight's theme is time. Okay. Time. On the clock. The hour, the day, the week, the month, the year, just right. Time, or the word time itself.
Oh, yes. I got a question for you.
Hmm.
So, you just gave me an opening. But the
walk in.
Boy, I'm still laughing about this. Jackie, the witness protection program. Really? Oh my God. She said, you're so funny. No, it's you. Okay. 3 hours. She said 3 hours only? Yes, darling.
But it's the greatest 3 hours in radio,
it
Jackie.
It is. So, Jackie, I know you spread the word anyway, and I hope your friends are listening. So thank you. I really appreciate that. And so this is what we're going to do. Hey, Professor, Bob Skaggs, this song, let's tie it into time.
How?
When did this song come out?
I want to say 1976.
Okay, let's find out. See, that's how the time is involved there when it came out. Okay. All right. I want to make it work. However, now this is the original. I like this one too. Come on, man.
All right.
Dirty low. Oh, it says low down.
Just low down.
Oh, it's still dirty.
The dirty low down.
Hey.
You done spend, I swear she must believe it's all hell to say. Hey, boy, you better bring a check around. To the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down. Put your money on the table and drive it off the dock. Turn on that old love light, turn a baby to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess. Hey, son, better get on back down. Face the sad old truth, the dirty love down. Put those ideas in your head. Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
That's right. wind, and fire. It ain't Saturday night, that's all right. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy Monday Night Madness. Ladies and gentlemen, what an iconic group.
Iconic group, and what I like about that track is we get to hear them cut up a little bit.
At the end.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I've had the pleasure of seeing them three times. Okay.
We all know where all three of them were.
No, you don't. It was only one time in Richmond, Virginia.
At the mosque?
Right. Once there. And twice, and two times in California. One at the Hollywood Bowl.
Ooh.
And this was in 2019, the last time I saw them. Then I saw them at a casino down in what they call Wine Country in Southern California.
Nice.
It was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. Oh, my God. And they still sound magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, I think they're probably the second oldest active group, memory serves me correctly, based on information that we shared here. Who has been performing longer than Earth, Wind, and Fire? Because we talked about it.
God.
Was it Cool in the Gang, was it? I'm not exactly sure. Professor, I got this information
from you. It might be Kool and the Gang. I'm serious. Okay. It really might. I'm going to double check.
Now, I know the Whispers are up there also.
The Whispers are up. Kool and the Gang beat them by 5 years, 1964.
Kool and the Gang.
Kool and the Gang more than Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, let's check the Whispers.
Okay, let's do that.
Who are... Okay, Whispers. Late 60s. So, Kool and the Gang got both of them beat.
So they are the oldest. So
1964. So 60.
So my memory still works.
Your memory still works. 60 years next year. Kool and the Gang.
Unbelievable. That is fantastic. Now, and I've got another one I want to do by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm sure that I've heard this before.
And later on, a request, if we could do the Whispers, we got them on the list too.
I've been saving that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See?
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. Go on. Listening
it,
audience.
It gets gooder and gooder, folks.
Listening audience, you did not hear that.
No.
Repeat. Oh, no. There you go.
Ooh. Time is on your side.
You going deep.
I had to go. I had to do it. Man. Yes, sir. The Wind and Fire, one of the baddest groups ever. And, you know, if I have to talk about just musical groups, and it's, you know, with every member of the band, they are singing or doing something, right? Because mm-hmm. we have our groups that you have the quartets, you have the quintets, you have the trios, or maybe even duos. Then you have the band in the back. But mm-hmm. the unique thing about Earth, Wind, and Fire, they are all out there doing, singing, having doing, acting crazy. And so it's not a separation between the singers and the band. The band incorporates the singers.
Yeah.
If I may.
And do not forget the times when, you know, Verdeen would be levitating with the bass solo.
Man, look.
And Larry Dunn playing on the piano, and Larry is playing the piano. There's figure eights up in the air.
Look. It gets gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder.
But can you imagine the stress of safety?
Uh huh.
You know, with, you know, I'm sure there was a safety director and, Maurice and everything. But look at what it did to the audience too. And I know you remember there were some folks in the community. Some of us really thought they did have powers.
I didn't go that far with it. Oh. I just love the group. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
But you know, actually, let me just say this. I think in an interview, they were talking to, the members of the band, right? And, mm-hmm. and was asking, how would you define your music?
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, they said spiritual.
It is. It's definitely esoteric, spiritual music.
You said soul-teric.
Esoteric.
I said esoteric. I'm mm-hmm. sorry about that.
No.
Break, what does esoteric mean?
Esoteric is the branch of thought that the only thing that is real is the divine and spirit, and that everything that is around us is an illusion. But mm-hmm. within our body is our spirit, and that our spirit and the divine is the only thing that is real, and that we are the extensions of the divine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have no issues with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And oh, we have a request coming, folks. All right. Now, my friend Jackie out there in San Antonio. Hey, look, you keep sending your requests in, and I'm letting the other members of our audience, if you're listening right now, if you have a request, send it in. You know, don't let Jackie be the only one, but guess what, Jackie, if you're the only one, guess what, we're going to do it, all right? And that's okay with you. And that's okay with us, just sending as many as you want. And I think the next song that she picked out is certainly appropriate and, applicable to the night's theme, which is centered around time. That's what we're doing tonight, right? Month, date, year. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, and if that time, if there's time related to that, we'll play it for you, okay? And this one is one of my favorites. And if, performed by the aforementioned, not Earth, Wind, and Fire, but Kool and the Gang.
All right now.
Called Summer Madness. Love this song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Be right back, folks. Monday Night Madness.
Thank you.
Cool in the Gang. Summer Madness, like I mentioned before, one of my favorite songs, folks. You know what? This is Monday Night Madness. Please share it with a friend and tell us how you think about, what do you think about the show? You can leave it in the comment section if you're on some of these social media platforms that we have. That is Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And what we really like for you to do is to visit the website and leave a comment. And subscribe. We haven't done a contest in a while, but we'll have contests. And the people that subscribe to our channels, guess what? They are considered in the contest. You can't be considered in the contest if you don't subscribe. Okay. And how do you do that? StudioW.buzz. Just Google it. StudioW.buzz. And that way you can, that's all over the globe. So you can have somebody in France. Matter of fact, the other night, Professor, we had, someone from France listening. And I forgot the town. Was it? I'm not going to even.
How'd you find out?
They made a comment on Facebook.
Oh, good.
And I could see it, right? It came right on up. And, mm-hmm. Wow, it was great.
Splendid.
Love it. That's right. What he said. But anyway, thank you so much. But the app, you can also, I think, I'm not sure whether you can leave a comment on the app or not. I think you can. You can do that. If you have an Apple device, just go to your Apple App Store, and download Studio.W. Android, Studio.W. Apple CarPlay, Google Play, you can find us there, and also on Alexa. Man, this is a great show. And guys, if you just tuned in, think about this. The whole theme tonight, is centered around time. The word time can be in the equation. And what we mean by time, we played one by Summertime. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, think about that. Mm-hmm. We had Wilson Pickton. We opened it up with In the Midnight
mm-hmm.
Hour.
Mm-hmm.
So on and on and on and on. Let me ask you a question. How about the group time? You know what? As a matter of fact,
there's a couple of songs when Morris would scream out, "What time is it?"
Okay, but I'm thinking about something else here that's in the title. And, you know, because I don't want to get away. This one is called
By the Time.
One Day I'm Going to Be Somebody.
Oh, okay. Yes, that works. Yes, yeah. One day I'm going to be somebody.
Yeah, right,
from
right.
What time is it? Okay.
Absolutely.
Great song.
But guess
great
what?
New wave song. What?
I'm not playing it yet.
That was. Now, Jackie, if you're listening, that was a dirty lowdown. That was a dirty lowdown right there. That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right.
I know. Because, see, Professor,
mm-hmm.
I told you one day, because you did something, it was a few months back, and you got me on something. I said, I'm going to get you.
Oh. Okay.
I said, you don't know when.
Oh, you don't know.
You asked for it.
Okay, we even. That's all right.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
All right.
Oh, boy. But let me do this one. Oh, this is one. Okay, we did that before.
He's having so much fun tonight.
I'm having a blast here. Okay, this one. When I used to go out, and I gotta get back out singing too, go out to sing karaoke. This is one of my songs right here. Commodores.
Oh yeah, here we go. That's it.
All right. Kick back, grab a glass. It's Monday Night Madness. On the Buzz. StudioWBuzz.com.
Was a friend of mine, and he could sing a song. His heart in every line. Marvin, sang of the joy and pain. He opened up our minds, and I still can hear him say,
you're singing proud.